Today is Labor Day, and traditionally on Labor Day, we have the votive mass of St. Joseph. It's interesting to note that that mass, even on the feast day, was permitted for our country because today is the holiday of labor, logically so in a sense, because today is the holiday that marks the end of the summer symbolically and back to work for so many. But did you ever think that one could, and really one should, link this holiday, which has actually a very socialist and a very left-wing anti-Christian origin, that one could link this holiday, which of course in its observance today is almost universally quite anodyne and harmless, you could link it with the great feasts and the devotions of this month, and that by means of the true heavenly patron saint, according to St. Pius X, of all of those who work, who are devoted to labor, St. Joseph. It was said indeed, is this not the carpenter's son? Now St. Justin Martyr, who was a very early apologist of the Catholic faith, who was born about the year 100 A.D., which meant that he would then have had, possible contact with those who knew and who remembered. And he would have been able to come across and find very easily the stories that filled in the rest of the gospel. Saint Justin Martyr, a pagan who became then a wonderful and one of the first apologists or defenders of Christianity, says that when Jesus came into the Jordan, he was considered to be the son of Joseph the carpenter. And he was deemed a carpenter, for he was in the habit of working as a carpenter among men, making plows and yokes by which he taught the symbols of righteousness and active life. Very interesting and very appropriate, isn't it? Do you know what a yoke is? When hears the word all the time, you have it in the gospel, take my yoke upon you. Well, it's a kind of a bar of wood that is used to link two animals or, depending on circumstances, two people together so that they may pull the plow through the earth. And that makes me think of Saint Simon of Cyrene helping our Lord to carry the cross. And that's exactly what our Lord asks of all of us, isn't it? That we wear his yoke, that we bear it. And he promises it won't be too heavy. Of course, it's a great task indeed, and a difficult one. But because he's right next to us, it won't be too heavy. And isn't that the very sense of a Christian consecration of work to which we are all called? And therefore our Lord starts out his public ministry before he even does in the workshop with St. Joseph, making plows so that this poor sterile earth of ours can bring forth again souls for heaven, and yokes so that we might cooperate with each other and cooperate with Christ himself in the great work of the salvation of souls. And think then how St. Joseph fits into all of this. The fathers and the saints of the church often made a comparison called an allegory based on the connection between the son of the carpenter, the woodworker, and the wood of the Holy Cross. Now you know that the Holy Cross is the great and the ancient devotion of our month of September. The Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross comes on the 14th of this month. St. John Chrysostom says, Mary was wedded to a carpenter because Christ, the bridegroom of the church, wished to accomplish the salvation of all mankind and to fulfill all his works by means of the wood of the cross. Indeed, it is said, another tradition or story that's been passed on, and you see it sometimes in 19th century art. In particular, there's a beautiful painting from the romantic movement in England in the 19th century of the little boy Jesus working alongside his father intently, as children will, on his own little project, and that was the making of a cross. And when St. Joseph sees it, he bursts into tears because he has some sort of an interior intuition and he knows what that means. And one story, according to one mystic, they go together to Our Lady who's working in the Holy House, and they show it to her. And her soul is filled with deep sorrow, but she already has a full and a complete understanding. St. Joseph leads us into the month of the cross in our country, and how fitting and appropriate that is. And then its high point, as it were, with Our Lady of Sorrows faithfully by the cross. If you wish to know the importance of work in Almighty God's plan for man's salvation, all you need to do is to study Satan, study the devil. Is there any place, is there any subject that is so corrupted, which has been scrubbed clean of God and the Ten Commandments, and rendered almost automatically, if not to be a place of conflict, then certainly to be a place of national communism over the last decades and centuries, than the workplace? The leftists, the socialists, the naturalists, and today the godless unionists, they all speak volumes about the beauty, the order of the divine plan for work. And because it is so important, it was important that it should be corrupted. And so it was. But who's going to help us to uncorrupt it if not St. Joseph? Thus, Pope Pius XI placed him as the patron saint for the Church's great crusade against atheistic communism. But in the meantime, wherever we go because of original sin, wherever we go because our Lord's been banished from the workplace, we meet selfishness and sin, someone's going to always be taking advantage of somebody else, and the sins against charity, the sins against justice abound. How much we need a good saint like St. Joseph. I was reading in yesterday in the book of Private Revelations to a mystic who was a Benedictine abbess, and she had, it was a bit like the mystical city of God, but it was a life of St. Joseph that was given to her. And she said that the angel told St. Joseph, as his preparation for his task in life, that he should get himself a little room near the temple, and that he should work for people as a carpenter, that was his trade, but that he should never ask any money for anything he did. He would only take from the people what they wanted to give him in recompense. And he was always grateful for it, whatever it was. And when he was in need, he would go to the temple and pray, and somebody would always provide for his physical need. That sounds to be a little bit like the anticipation of the mendicant or the begging orders, who wouldn't ask. They would just take what was given to them freely. What's that if not the work of reparation? Not that one would not have a right in justice to ask for these things, but the saints, led by St. Joseph, wanted to give the most beautiful example of detachment and of trust in the divine providence. So you see, in the devotion to St. Joseph, patron saint of all who labor, there is a wealth of spirituality, particularly because labor is for us the law of daily life. And September gives us a beautiful summary of it all. Blessed month of September and blessed Labor Day. God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.